Please turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. We'll only be reading Romans chapter 4, verses 9 through 12 today. And as you are turning there, let me ask you this question. What does the word Yankee mean to you? Robert W. Meyer, in a Wall Street Journal article, writes the following.
To people in other parts of the world, it simply means someone from the United States. And having grown up in South Africa, I can tell you that was our description. Anybody from the U.S. was a Yankee. But to people in the United States, it means someone from north of the Mason-Dixon line. To us, to us northerners, it means someone from New England. To New Englanders, it means someone from Vermont. And to Vermonters, it means someone from the Green Mountains. Well, I didn't know the word Yankee had so many different meanings, but as the devotional writer commented, the word Christian is similarly misunderstood or has been given many different meanings. To some people, a Christian is someone who's born in the United States. To some, it's a person who is a member in a church, and it doesn't matter what church it is. To others, it's someone who belongs to my particular church and agrees with the doctrines and the teaching that my particular church holds. The question is, what does God call a Christian? Who is a Christian according to the Word of God? And that is what we want to look at today. As we have been teaching for the past few weeks, the Apostle Paul, as he tries to clarify as clearly as he possibly can how we come into a right relationship with God, he teaches us that a Christian, a true Christian, is one who has come to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, saved by God. True Christian is someone who has come into that right relationship with God by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And the Apostle Paul is using Abraham as an illustration of this truth. He's using him to illustrate that, in fact, what he is teaching is nothing new. But in fact, that this is the teaching that goes all the way back to the great patriarch of the Jews, Abraham himself. But a Jew might rightly say, well, Abraham was saved because of circumcision. Circumcision is the key to salvation. And that's what the Apostle Paul addresses and answers in our text for today. And I'd like to read for you what he says in Romans chapter 4, verses 9, and I'll only take it through verse 12 because of time this morning. So would you pay attention as I read to you from Romans chapter 4, beginning at verse 9. Is this blessing of salvation, then only for the circumcised or also for the uncircumcised? We say that faith was counted to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it counted to him? Was it before or after he was circumcised? It was not after, but before he was circumcised. He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that righteousness would be counted to them as well, and to make him the father of the circumcised who are not merely circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised. Just so far in the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word, would you bow with me for prayer as we commit this time to the Lord? Oh Lord our God, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the truth that is contained in your word. I thank you that we have a sure word from heaven. We don't have to guess at how we come into a right relationship with you. We don't have to concoct a way about how we come into a right relationship with you. But you have revealed it to us graciously in your word, and we have it, and we simply have to read it and cry out to you for mercy as your word has described it. And so we thank you for your word. Help us now as we go through this text briefly this morning, that you by your Spirit would help us to understand that we come into a right relationship with you by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, and by no other way. And all of this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, when we think about how people come into a right relationship with God, there are all kinds of ways by which people try to come into a right relationship with God. If you think about all of the people around the world, there are several major religions in the world, and everyone has its own way of coming into a right relationship with God. And as I said, God has revealed to us how we come into that right relationship in His Word. We don't have to guess at how we come into that right relationship with God. And as we begin this morning, I'm going to do something different, something that we haven't done before. I'm going to ask Pastor Siriki and Reverend Wright to come up and for us to hear from Pastor Siriki, who comes out of a Muslim background, how God worked in his life and brought him to himself as a new creature in Christ. And so if you would come up and come and share with us how you came into a right relationship with God.
Donc, je vais vous parler un peu de mon témoignage.
I want to share with you a little bit of my testimony.
Et comment je suis arrivé à Christ.
And how I came to faith in Christ.
Et cela a commencé en 1986.
It started in 1986.
Mais l'histoire, c'est depuis mon enfance.
But really, it goes way back to my childhood.
Et donc, je suis né dans une famille musulmane.
I grew up in a Muslim home.
Ma famille pratique cette branche de l'islam qu'on appelle le wahhabisme.
My family is from the Wahhabi branch of Islam. That's the one that Osama bin Laden is in.
Si je ne me trompe pas, c'est l'une des branches la plus fanatique dans l'islam.
It's one of the branches the most fanatical in all of Islam.
Et donc, c'est eux qui mettent les femmes dans les pailles noires.
So those are the ones who put their wives in the black veils.
Et donc, je suis né dans cette famille.
So I was born into this family.
Et mon père était vraiment attaché à l'islam.
And my father was very attached to Islam.
Et il voulait que tous ses enfants lui ressemblent.
He wanted all of his sons to be just like him.
Et à cause de cela,
and because of that,
j'ai eu l'occasion d'étudier un peu l'arabe et l'islam.
I had the opportunity because of that to study a little bit Arabic and the Quran.
Et l'une des choses qu'on nous enseigne à l'école coranique dès le début,
and one of the things they taught us in the Quranic school in the beginning,
est qu'il y aura deux examens pour tout homme après la mort.
That there will be two exams for every person after their death.
Et le premier examen va se passer dans la tombe.
The first exam will pass in the tomb, happen in the tomb.
Et le deuxième examen sera après le jour de la résurrection.
And the second exam will be at the day of the resurrection.
Et le premier examen va se passer après la mort dans la tombe.
And the first exam will happen in the tomb after your death.
Donc les anges vont venir poser la question, quatre questions à chaque personne après la mort.
And angels will come and ask four questions of each person in the tomb.
Et si tu réponds juste.
And if you give the correct response to these questions,
le paradis commence déjà dans la tombe.
Heaven will start right at that point in the tomb.
Mais si tu réponds mal,
but if you don't respond well,
l'enfer commence.
The hell will begin for you in the tomb.
Et l'enfer qu'ils ont décrit dans la tombe,
and the hell that they describe in the tomb,
c'est les choses qui font peur.
The things that make you very afraid.
Et les anges vont venir avec un gros marteau.
That angels will come with a large hammer.
Et c'est tellement gros.
And it's so big.
Ils vont te taper avec.
They'll start beating you with it.
Encore tout seul, à peu près 70
and the force is so strong it'll knock you down 70 yards. And you come back, they'll start beating you again.
Dans la tombe, il y aura le serpent.
In the tomb, there are snakes and scorpions and many other things.
Mais moi, j'ai peur d'une chose plus que
autre. There's one thing that I'm more afraid of than any other thing.
C'est les serpents.
It's snakes.
Donc, à cause de cela, j'avais peur de la mort.
So because of that, I was very afraid of death.
Et donc, j'ai mémorisé ces quatre questions en arabe.
So I memorized these four questions in Arabic. so that I would be able to respond easily to the questions when I was in the tomb. But my professors told me that if I don't practice Islam, if God is not in agreement with me, even if I memorize these questions, I will not be able actually to respond on that time. So the solution for me was to commit myself to practice Islam. So in this way, I started practicing Islam without really understanding a great deal. I said the prayers, I did the fast, and many other things. But I didn't really understand the bottom, the underlying aspects of this. Because I had the opportunity to study the Quran in Arabic. So over the course of time, I began to understand certain things in Islam. And I committed myself to practice Islam. I was about 15 or 16 at the time. And my father had built a mosque in our neighborhood. And Muslims would come to this mosque to say their prayers. And at the age of 15 or 16, they asked me to lead the prayers in my father's mosque. In reality, I really didn't want to do that. I saw myself as being very young. But the older people, they decided that. So I decided to lead the prayers in the mosque. So it's around 6 years I led the prayers in the mosque. Just up to my conversion. While I led the prayers in the mosque as an imam, I had one goal. I wanted to memorize the whole Quran. And while I was in the process of doing this, one day I was walking with a friend in the neighborhood, and the friend was singing a song that I knew from a while back, that Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, did not escape death. So if Muhammad didn't escape death, no one's going to escape death. I knew the song. But when he sang it that day, that song spoke to me many things. For a Muslim,
Muhammad, Muhammad
is the greatest prophet. He's the last prophet. And he's the friend of God. If he doesn't escape death, that means that I'm going to die also. But what will be my fate after death?
Donc j'ai commencé vraiment à chercher dans le Coran.
So I began looking in the Quran.
À savoir quel sera mon sort à travers le Coran.
You know, what will be my fate according to the Quran?
Je cherchais une certitude, une assurance.
I looked for some kind of assurance.
Mais je vous dis, pendant que j'étais en train de mémoriser le Coran,
but while it's the process of memorizing the Quran, what I discovered,
c'était le mot peut-être,
was the word maybe.
Il a dit,
it said,
craignez Dieu.
Fear God. Believe in the fire that's prepared for those who don't believe. Follow God and his prophet. And maybe he will be merciful to you. There are many verses like that in the Quran. When the Quran says maybe, there are many verses that say maybe.
Le Coran, c'est le dernier livre.
So I said, why is the Quran the last of the books?
Muhammad, le dernier prophète.
Muhammad is the last of the prophets.
Pourquoi encore dans son livre on parle de peut-être?
Why do they talk about maybe in the Quran?
Alors que moi, je voulais l'assurance.
Or I wanted to have assurance.
C'est ainsi que j'ai commencé à prier.
So I began praying in this way.
À ce moment, je ne savais pas que c'était une prière.
At the time, I didn't even know it was a prayer.
Mais en tout cas, je parlais ainsi.
But I spoke in this way.
Je dis, Dieu, si vraiment tu existes,
I said, God, really, if you exist,
il faut me montrer le bon chemin.
You need to show the right way.
Parce que le musulman, quand il prie la première sourate qu'il récite,
so when Muslims pray the first surah,
il récite chaque fois, et il dit dans surat al-mustaqim, dites-nous sur le bon chemin.
The surah says, the chap says, guide us in the right way.
Donc, je dis, Dieu, si tu existes, montre-moi le bon chemin.
So God, if you exist, show me the right way.
Mais en faisant cette prière,
but in doing this, saying this prayer,
je ne pensais pas au christianisme.
I wasn't thinking about Christianity.
Je ne pensais pas à, à une autre religion.
I didn't think about anything else.
Mais je pensais simplement à l'islam.
I was only thinking in the context of Islam.
Parce que le prophète de l'islam a enseigné,
because the prophet of Islam taught,
vers la fin du temps, vers la fin du monde,
that near the last times,
la religion musulmane sera divisée jusqu'à 73 branches.
The Muslim religion will be divided into 73 branches.
Mais c'est une seule branche qui va rentrer au paradis.
But among the 73, only one alone will lead to paradise.
Moi, j'étais Wahhabia.
I was Wahhabia.
Donc, je ne sais pas si c'est cette branche qu'il fallait ou bien c'est une autre branche.
I didn't know, is it the Wahhabia branch that I should follow or is it some other branch?
Comme je cherchais la certitude,
as I was looking for assurance,
pour éviter toute cette souffrance dans la tombe,
to avoid all of that suffering in the tomb,
donc je cherchais cette bonne branche là.
I wanted to find that right branch.
Et c'est pendant cette prière,
and during the time of prayer,
que le Seigneur commence à travailler dans
the Lord started to work in my life.
Pendant ce temps de prière,
during this time of prayer,
je faisais des demandes dans le pays arabe pour aller continuer mes études en arabe.
I was asking in different Arabic countries if I could go there to continue my Arabic studies.
J'ai écrit à plusieurs pays arabes.
I wrote to many different Arabic countries.
Ils m'ont pas répondu.
None of them responded to me.
Et mais il y a un frère dans le quartier.
But there was a brother in the neighborhood.
Il est venu ce jour-là, il m'a donné une brochure chrétienne.
And one day he brought me a Christian brochure.
J'ai pris, j'ai lu.
I looked at it.
J'ai mis ça de côté parce que je me suis dit que ça, j'ai dit ça m'intéressait pas.
I put it aside because it was Christian. It didn't interest me.
Quelque temps après,
but after a little while,
j'ai pris cette brochure.
I took the brochure.
J'ai bien lu.
I read it very carefully.
C'était en arabe.
It was in Arabic.
Ils ont dit à la fin,
they said at the end,
que celui qui étudie avec eux, c'était un cours par correspondance en Espagne.
It was a Bible correspondence course coming from Spain.
C'est celui qui étudie avec eux.
Said that everybody that followed their courses successfully,
à la fin des études, à la fin de ses études,
at the end of the studies,
ils vont lui donner un cadeau.
They'll give us a gift.
C'est le mot cadeau qui m'a attiré.
It was the word gift that really got his attention.
Parce que je me suis dit, si je étudie avec eux,
so I thought, if I study with them,
le cadeau qu'ils vont me donner,
the gift that they'll give me,
peut-être ça sera un grand cadeau,
maybe it'll be a big gift.
Ça pourra me permettre de payer un billet d'avion,
and with this gift, I'd be able to buy a plane ticket to continue my studies in an Arabic country.
Dieu a plusieurs manières pour toucher.
God has many ways of touching our hearts.
J'ai commencé à étudier avec eux.
So I began studying with them.
Et j'ai eu plusieurs certificats.
I received many certificates.
Sans être chrétien.
Without being a Christian.
Parce que je cherchais ce cadeau.
Because I was looking for the gift.
Ils m'ont parlé de Jésus-Christ.
They spoke of Jesus Christ.
Que Jésus est le Fils de Dieu.
That Jesus is the Son of God.
Que c'est par Jésus-Christ que l'homme peut être sauvé.
That's by Jesus Christ the one could
ils
be saved.
Ils m'ont parlé de plusieurs choses.
They spoke about many things.
Mais pour un étudiant,
but for a student,
qui voulait avoir une bonne note,
who wants to get a good grade,
j'ai essayé de faire mon effort pour répondre juste.
So I did my best to give the right answer according to them.
Mais je n'étais pas d'accord.
But I wasn't in agreement with those
pour
answers.
Pour un musulman, je n'étais pas d'accord.
As a Muslim, I wasn't in agreement.
Mais comme je ciblais des cadeaux,
but because I wanted the gift,
juste.
I had to give the right answer.
À la fin,
at the end,
ils m'ont donné le cadeau.
They gave me the gift.
Mais vous savez c'était quel cadeau?
You know what kind of gift it was?
C'était le livre de psaume.
It was the book of psalms.
Avec une cassette.
Or like a cassette.
Mais c'est pas ce cadeau moi.
But that wasn't what I was looking for.
Mais plus tard,
but later,
j'ai compris que j'ai trouvé le meilleur cadeau.
But later I discovered I really had found the best gift.
Le meilleur cadeau.
The best gift.
To
get Jesus Christ in your life. And I received Jesus Christ in my life. There is no other gift that is better than that gift. So while I was studying with them,
ils m'ont jamais parlé de Mohammed ni du Coran.
They never mentioned Muhammad, they never mentioned the Quran.
Je dis, non, il faut que moi je demande à ceux-là qu'est-ce qu'ils pensent du Coran et de Mohammed.
And I decided I need to write them and find out what do you think about Muhammad? What do you think about the Quran?
Liste de questions.
So I sent them a list of questions.
Ils m'ont pas répondu.
They didn't answer me.
Mais ils m'ont mis en contact avec un missionnaire qui se trouvait déjà en Côte d'Ivoire.
But they put me in contact with a missionary who was already in Ivory Coast.
Et ce missionnaire, nous nous sommes rencontrés.
So I met with this missionary.
Et pendant presque un an.
And for about a year.
Nous avons commencé à discuter dans le Coran et dans la Bible.
The Quran and the Bible.
Et je vous assure que ce n'était pas facile.
And I'll tell you, it was not an easy time.
Et on s'est fâché les uns contre les
autres. We got angry one against the other.
Parce que je voulais lui montrer que c'est le Coran qui est la vérité.
Because I wanted to show him the Quran was the truth.
Il me montrait la vérité dans la Bible.
And he wanted to show me the truth in the Bible.
Et je voyais la vérité.
But eventually I found the truth.
Mais en tant que musulman, je voulais défendre le Coran.
But as a Muslim, I wanted to defend Islam.
Mais après un certain moment,
after a certain time, the Holy Spirit began working in my heart.
Parce que c'était clair pour moi.
Because it was clear for me.
Il n'y a pas de salut dans le Coran.
Because there is no salvation in the Quran.
Le Coran est basé sur le peut-être.
The Quran is based on maybe.
Et c'est clair dans la Bible.
And it's clear in the Bible.
Que quiconque accepte Jésus,
that whoever accepts Jesus Christ,
il est pardonné,
he is forgiven.
Et il a l'assurance de son
salut. And he has the assurance of his salvation.
Et il est clair dans le Coran.
And it's clear in the
que
Quran.
Pour rentrer au paradis,
that to go to paradise,
qu'il fallait passer par les œuvres,
you have to do works.
Par la prière,
by prayers.
Par les carèmes,
by the fasting.
Et les aumônes et beaucoup d'autres choses.
And giving gifts to the poor.
Mais Jésus-Christ nous donne le salut gratuitement.
Jesus gives us salvation
freely. Cela ne dépend pas de nos œuvres.
That does not depend on our works.
Mais c'est l'œuvre que Jésus-Christ a accomplie.
It's the work that Jesus Christ did on the cross.
Et quand cela était clair pour moi,
when that was clear for me,
je devais maintenant prendre une décision.
I came to the point of a decision.
Et là où se trouvaient beaucoup de problèmes.
And that's where a lot of problems came.
Parce que l'islam autorise de tuer 4 personnes.
Because Islam authorizes killing 4 types of people.
La première personne, je vais parler de la première personne.
The first one, he always speaks of the first one.
C'est celui qui abandonne l'islam.
The first one is the one who abandons Islam.
Ma famille était wahhabia.
My family was wahhabia.
Je connais l'engagement de mon père dans l'islam.
I knew the commitment of my father in Islam.
Il est beaucoup respecté dans la communauté.
He was very respected in his community.
Si j'accepte,
if I accept,
quelle sera la conséquence?
What will be the consequences for me?
C'était une lutte.
So it was a struggle within me.
Mais pas pour nous.
But at the end,
it's
always, the Holy Spirit always wins.
Et j'ai accepté Jésus-Christ.
And I accepted Jesus Christ.
Au fond de moi, j'ai accepté Jésus-Christ.
In the bottom of my heart, I'd accepted
je
Jesus Christ.
Au nom de Jésus-Christ.
I prayed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Mais en même temps, je faisais les deux.
But at the same time, I was doing both.
Je priais toujours dans la mosquée.
I prayed in the mosque.
Et je dirigeais toujours
la I continued to lead the prayers in the mosque.
Et pendant 6 mois.
And for a period of 6 months.
Parce que je ne savais pas comment je vais exprimer
because I didn't know how I was going to tell my father.
Mais le jour que j'ai pris le courage,
but the day that I had the courage,
je vais plus prier.
I stopped praying the Muslim prayers.
Le même jour,
that same day,
mon père m'a chassé de sa maison.
My father kicked me out of the house.
Mon petit frère aussi qui était avec moi qui a accepté Jésus.
My younger brother who was with me,
mon
he
père
also accepted
Christ.
He was kicked out also.
Et lorsque nous avons essayé de rentrer encore à la maison,
and when we tried to go back into our home,
il a pris ma chaise pour nous.
My father took a machete and he chased us out of the house with
him. Pas une fois, mais plusieurs fois.
Not just one time, but many times.
Et il a appelé toute la famille.
And he called all the family
pour nous lancer des paroles de malédiction.
To put curses on us.
Pour l'Africain, ça c'est très très important.
For an African, this is very, very
la malédiction des parents, de papa et
the
maman.
Cursing of the father and the mother.
C'est très très important.
It is very very significant.
Mais ils ont commencé à nous lancer toutes sortes de paroles de malédiction.
They all kinds of curses.
Mais Dieu est souverain.
But God is sovereign.
Parce que si je n'avais pas eu l'occasion d'étudier la Bible pendant presque 3 ans avant ma conversion,
if I hadn't had the ability to study the Bible for 3 years before my conversion,
ces paroles allaient troubler ma vie.
Those curses would have really troubled me in
si je n'avais pas reçu des personnes qui avaient déjà de l'expérience dans le ministère parmi les musulmans.
If I hadn't had time to be with people who already had experience in Muslim ministry to speak to me about these things,
ça allait me créer des problèmes.
That would have created a lot of problems for me.
Mais malgré toutes ces paroles,
but despite all these cursing,
Dieu avait fait son travail dans mon cœur.
God had done his work in my heart.
Et j'ai pris l'engagement de suivre Jésus.
And I made the commitment to follow Jesus Christ.
Et la base que le Seigneur a utilisée pour m'amener à lui.
And the basis that God used to reach me
était basé sur ces deux choses.
Was based on these two things.
Les œuvres dans l'islam.
The works in Islam.
Et la grâce en Jésus.
And the grace in Jesus Christ.
Et c'est la grâce que nous avons.
And it's the grace that we have need of.
Et voilà ce que je voulais partager.
And that's what I wanted to share with you today.
Le Seigneur vous bénisse.
May the Lord bless us.
Merci. I wanted you to hear that testimony because it is about how we come into a right relationship with God and out of an Islamic context. And whether it is Islam or any other context, it is always, always by grace in Christ alone. and it's received by faith alone. The text before us, Abraham, Jews would say, well, it's by circumcision. It's because he is a Jew. And it's never by our ethnic commitments. It's never by the fact that we were born into a Christian home. It's not by going to church. It's not even by being a member in a church. It is always by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And there is no other way of coming into a right relationship with God, whether it is, as I said, out of an Islamic context or any other context. It is only by that way. Well, I think I will just leave it at that. We have heard how God has worked in one man's life. He works that same way in all of our lives. And if you have never come to that place in your life where you have received Christ, where you have come to that assurance, it is not by our works, it's not by the things that we do, but it is by believing alone in Jesus and what He has done. You can do so today by trusting in Christ alone and receiving the free gift of God's grace. Well, let me pray and then we'll sing our closing song and we'll be done for the day. Our Father, I do thank You so much for the opportunity to hear the testimony of Pastor Siriki and of how he has come into that relationship with You by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And we thank You for that. We thank You that over the years You have taught him and trained him and raised him up to be a leader in the Ivory Coast. And we ask that You would use him to bring many, many people to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray if there is anyone here today who has never yet put his or her faith in Jesus, I ask that You would grant that person the gift of faith today. And all of this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.